Hello, salam alaikum, and thanks for tuning in. We've worked to integrate audio description into this show so that it makes sense without the need to wear a headset. Bobak Champion and Spin Arts present I'm Muslimic, Don't Panic, stories of a Bristolian Iranian hip-hop head. Spoken word meets dance, live music meets clowning, an intimate spectacle of identity where being Iranian and a hip-hop head collide. This stage is the canvas from which we journey to a series of destinations. Parque Sattar Khan, the course of the first ever Tehran Marathon, a pub in South Bristol or an airport arrivals hall. The space is inviting, warm and homely. Beautiful red and black textiles and traditional floor cushions introduce us to Iranian culture. A baseball cap and trainers hint on something more west than east. If you're Iranian, it feels familiar here. And if you're not, these objects are both beautiful and intriguing. On our left is a mic stand. Below it, an alto saxophone. The sax strap, or noose perhaps, is missing. The Roland RC-505 loop station flashes away. To our right hangs a running vest from the first ever Tehran Marathon and a large ornate finisher's medal. In the corner are a collection of perfume bottles. Centre stage is a jaru, traditional handmade straw cleaning brush. Towards the back is a large bubbling tea urn, which is the centrepiece to a shrine or Persian tea service, complete with delicate glassware and kishmishi cookies. If you behave, perhaps you'll get one. We're welcomed into Bobak's world through projected images of him embracing his grandmother on race day. In a leafy park scene, a group of Iranian elders focus on their game of chess. Passing the famous Tehran Square, Meydan-e Azadi, a group of runners are in motion. When you hear this, the screen takes us through the beauty, majesty, history and contrast of all four corners of Iran. Sweeping drone shots of lush green rainforests, grand tombs of famous poets Hafez to Omar Khayyam, the Alborz mountain range with Mount Damarvand, covered in snow and ice, towering in the distance. It's a spectacular and enticing landscape that draws us in so much we want to step into the screen. Our story is told by Bobak. That's me. A wiry, 5'10", British-Iranian with black hair, a warm demeanour and a friendly smile. I wear red shalwar, Middle Eastern-style trousers and a black traditional Farivahar t-shirt. I'm going to embody five central characters who are to be found in their own areas of the stage. The Persian, Ey-ba-ba, a cheeky, joyful, Farsi speaker with an infectious grin on his animated face. Always, right at the front of stage. Careful, you might just find him in your lap. The thing is, right? The thing is, yeah? Far off, towards the right wing, stands Rob. Arms wide, pint in hand with a Neanderthal swagger. To your left, our barmaid. Stop it. The charming, warm, coquettish and welcoming voice of reason. Often found running is our well-to-do, clean-cut and organised marathon runner. 15-year-old B-boy Bobak bounces around everywhere, moving and grooving as he goes. Two dancers are planted in the audience. On cue and dressed in matching hats, they're ready to stand up, enter the stage for a spectacular dance battle. Our story opens with Gole Gandum, this lullaby and dance where the baba, or father, sings of a successful harvest of wheat to make it through the hard winter months. Listen carefully, and you may be able to hear the rustle of the golden wheat field in the warm evening breeze. La 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 la